From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Monday, April 9th, and a chilly start to the week. Look for partly sunny skies today. We'll see a high near 54. No one was injured in a minor train derailment in Ziegler. The Franklin County Emergency Management Agency says one car derailed yesterday evening on the Union Pacific line when a section of wheels left the rails. The train was carrying maintenance rock for the tracks, and according to railroad officials, the train was performing the maintenance when a worker noticed sparks coming from underneath and requested the train to stop. One set of wheels in the car left the rails. The railroad crossing on Route 148 in Ziegler was closed for overnight for cleanup. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the Family Counseling Center is taking its message to prevent child abuse to some area schools. Executive Director Sherry Crabb says it's important to educate young people about child abuse because some children have been abused for so long they don't realize they're victims.
That's sometimes instilled in the child that this is normal. So it's also educating the children from pre-K up to know what the signs are, to know when things are appropriate, when things aren't appropriate.
Crabb says they also work with educators through Aaron's Law, which requires all public schools to provide a prevention-oriented child sexual abuse program. The Family Counseling Center has kids' awareness walks scheduled this month at schools in Cairo, Golconda, and Elizabethtown. Some Illinois doctors are arguing that the state's optometrists shouldn't be allowed to perform procedures that are surgical in nature. The State Journal Register reports that a Department of Financial and Professional Regulations proposal would allow optometrists to perform what are termed low-risk advanced optometric procedures. They would be required to have 32 hours of training before performing those procedures. But the Illinois Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons says the proposed training is inadequate. A new website is making it easier for people in Missouri to find out about health issues in their area. ExploreMoHealth.org is a joint effort of the Missouri Hospital Association and the University of Missouri Extension Center that allows anyone to look up health issues, even by zip code. Matt Reedhead with the Missouri Hospital Association says prior to the launch, it was difficult for the state to know which towns or neighborhoods were struggling the most with certain health problems.
Typically, health-related data are limited to the county level and above, and it makes it really hard to identify which pockets of the population within different counties, you know, are really moving the population health needle in the wrong direction.
Reedhead says the state is interested in looking further at the economic, social, and environmental factors that contribute to potential health issues. This is National Library Week. WSIU's Jordan Maddox has more.
Michelle Moore, teacher at Steelville High School, is the president-elect of the Southern Illinois Reading Council. She emphasizes just how important reading is.
The things that your brain does to, you know, take that information you learned and then interpret it and then, you know, build this new product in your mind of what it means to you, I mean, that's higher order thinking, and that's what we need to survive.
Moore says books have a lot more to offer than television because there's a book on just about anything. National Library Week is April 8th through the 14th, and this year's theme is Libraries Lead. More information can be found at ala.org. I'm Jordan Maddox.
University of Illinois system is launching a statewide marketing campaign to increase public awareness of its three universities as part of a multi-billion dollar fundraising campaign. University officials say the campaign responds to public opinion surveys that show only half of Illinois residents believe the system significantly contributes to the state's economy. Many respondents were also unable to identify the system's three main university locations in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield. The initiative also comes as the U of I system is in the midst of a five-year campaign to raise $3.1 billion. Advertisements include billboards, radio spots, and increased social media engagement. Some radio spots are airing on WSIU. And Illinois saw its fourth wettest February and March on record this year. State climatologist Jim Angel says the statewide average precipitation for the 2 months was 8.69 inches. The wettest February-March period was in 1898, with a little over 8.9 inches. Well, not wet today, but certainly a chilly start to this April week. Partly sunny skies today. We'll see a high near 54. Winds will be out of the northeast at 3 to 5 miles an hour. Some patchy frost is possible overnight tonight, especially toward morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 36. Then tomorrow morning, we'll see maybe some of that patchy frost still until about 9 a.m. Becoming mostly sunny. Still kind of chilly, though. We'll see a high tomorrow around 54. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.